In 2012, Duke Energy had a problem with the property tax assessed on its Crystal River coal power plants. When they received notice that they owed $36 million in property tax, they only paid about $19 million. They decided to take Citrus County to court over the rest. Jeffrey Green is Citrus County's property appraiser. He says when Duke took over Progress Energy, it brought a change in philosophy.
No, we saw it from day one. It was just a different, it was pretty much my way or the highway.
Duke Energy spokesman Sterling Ivey disagrees. He says this dispute goes back to before Duke took over.
We've had ongoing conversations with the property appraiser's office in trying to come to an agreement and settle the property tax case long before Duke formally took over ownership of Progress Energy.
The conflict revolves around pollution control equipment installed in the power plants. In 1998, a judge ruled that the equipment in question was taxable property. Ivy says the pollution equipment is salvageable property and shouldn't be assessed at a fair market value. He says that's how every other property appraiser has operated, but Green disagrees.
Not only are they getting every dollar of investment back, they're making 6 to 10 to 11% return, depending on the piece of equipment.
In the meantime, Citrus County has to make up the $15 million Duke Energy is refusing to pay. In order to cover the shortfall, officials raised property taxes. Assistant property appraiser Les Cook says one group will be affected most of all.
Single-family homes will bear the brunt of picking up the underpayment from Duke.
While the case could take years to be resolved, Green says he's cautiously optimistic. He says two judges have already ruled in favor of Citrus County. For WFSU News, I'm Chris Ford.